Okay, everybody, welcome back, or welcome afresh. Hope everybody had a productive Tuesday night over the past couple of months. Hopefully we'll try to make them even more productive starting tonight. We'll be learning together Perek Meruba, the seventh Perek of Maseches Bava Kamma, which is one of the most meaty prakim in all of Shas. The Bava Kamma is really split into two sections. The first six prakim of Bava Kamma is one topic, that's Hezek. Hezek, the Dalet of the Arba Avos Nezikin, that's all the first six prakim, but you have to learn that all together. If you learn the beginning of Bava Kamma, that's the first six prakim. If you learn the end of Bava Kamma, the seventh, the ninth, and the tenth parak, that's also one topic. That is the Inyanim of Gnev and Gzela. The eighth parak stuck in the middle is Parak HaChovel. That's Chavallah. So again, so what we're going to be spending our time on is Meruba, which is the seventh parak, and obviously we'll be touching on the ninth and tenth parak as well. So just by way of introduction, tonight's shir, we'll open up the first Mishnah a little bit. We'll do one line, but tonight's shir will be, which by the way is L'zecha Nishmas Yuta Malka Bas Chaim Meir, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah, Yuta Malka Bas Chaim Meir. It will be an introductory sugya related to Gneva and Gzela. So first we will talk about the uniqueness of Gneva and Gzela. That uniqueness in a not a good way, but the uniqueness in terms of how they line up neged sha'ar averos shebatorah. And then, after that introduction, we will go into relating Gneva to Gzela. And are they linked? Are they different? Are they very different? Are they only minorly different? So that'll be the subject for tonight. So you should have two packets in front of you, and I gave you the Gemara as well, which is the Samach Vezim Abeis. That's where Meruba starts from. Gneva and Gzela, right? Stealing and stealing, as we would call it. Stealing, robbing, however you translate the words. Gneva and Gzela, they are very serious crimes, as we will see from the first few sources. And again, over the next few makaros, in this first packet which we're doing, which is Sugyas Hakdama, Gneva and Gzela, that's the first one we're going to be working on. We are not going to be machalik between Gneva and Gzela. That'll be the packet two. That'll be the second half. But now we'll just learn the uniqueness of this Avera. The Shiltos in Shilta Dalid, in Parshas Noach, which you have in front of you. Shilta is one of the Gaonim. Rav Achai Gaon, one of the few Svarim that we have from the Gaonim. Shiltos gathers, why isn't this in Parshas Noach? So as we'll see, what is it talks about Gezel, right? Chamas, by the Mabel. So he gathers many of the Chazals throughout Shas that relate to Gezel. The Chomer Onshe de Gzela Tfeimen Kali Sure. The onesh of Gezel is more stringent than any other iser. The hachiyashchem b'bnei dar to tufana, because we find by the dor hamavol, the lois chatim gzardina aleon eli love gzela. They did all the averus and their gzardin. The final decree was gzela. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu says. I've had enough. Hopefully, the last makar in this whole packet will talk about a little machshava why Gezel, but we'll get to that at the end. Damar Belazar Borei Kamakashik Kochas Chamas, because see how strong is the Koch of Chamas. Shari Dora Mabel Avrol Akol when Echsadim Zardin on Elal Chamas, etc. The Yomer Rabbi Avo says Rabbi Avo on line 7. Shlosha Ein Hapargo Ninol Bifnehem. There are three people that the Pargod is not Nino. What that means to say is that there is a curtain. In a Pargod, sounds like the curtain is not closed before them, but it's the curtain that is opening to Hashem. Meaning there's a separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you, if you're violent, if you're a god, if you're a gazlan. Ve'eloein Ona'ah, we discussed a little bit last year, overcharging. The Gezel, Avodas Galilim. Right? Gezel's with Avodas Zara. It's with Ona'ah. Quotes Psukim to relate it. The Amr of Yochanan on line 12, Kalagozas Chaveru Shaveputa, Ma'ale Alava Kasev Ki'ilu Notel Nishmaso Mimenu. If you steal a Shaveputa, right, it's as if you're taking his Nishama. So, yeah, wow, it's just stealing a little bit of money. It doesn't say this about every Aveira. It doesn't say Kalha, doesn't put up a Maka. Anybody who eats Trefus, right, Ki'ilu Notel Nishmaso, but you're not dealing with anybody else. But even by other Beit Adam La, Kalha Mazik, Ki'ilu Notel Nishmaso, it doesn't say that. Dafka kol hagonev, kol hagozel chaveir shavapruta, malki noto nishmasu mimenu, shnemer kol orchos kobosia bata zedefesh, etc. So we see, this is a very serious aveira. It's even, if you turn the page for a minute, turn the page to Maseches Smachos. Maseches Smachos is all about Inyone Avelus. It's called Lashon Saginar, one of the small Maseches, Maseches Ktanos. There, Look what its neighbors are. Kayotzebo in the parentheses where it's arrowed. Hagonevitz hameches v'asachirim, stealing. It's even stealing taxes. Hareza shofech damim below shofech damim belvad el kilo over avodas kochavim umegala arayis umechalos shabasos. So gili arayis shvichas damim avodas zara chilos shabbos and gezel. That's an amazing group you have there. But that's where gezel or geneva is put in. You see the severity of these averes. And it's not just in chazals of maimers of agadatis. There may even be halachic strength to the uniqueness of Geneva and Gzela. Yeah. Okay, but it also says, it says, Losana Brecha Yitzhaker, and it says, the other averes also. But we're going to see that there's something unique about Gezel, something unique about it. Again, why? Why is it unique? That already gets into Machshava. We're not going to go into that area so far. We'll give one thought about it. But just the evidence, as we'll see, is going to pile up in terms of the uniqueness of Geneva and Gzela. And again, remember, we'll be Mechalik between the two later on. There's a day of the Ramban. The day of the Ramban, the Shita Mukubetzas in Ksubis. Okay, the Ramban is explaining one of the Shitas of the Tanaim. So the discussion of, we're not going to get into the details of the Gemara, but the Gemara there is discussing a case where somebody puts a gun to your head and says, sign this shtar that Reuven owes me $1 million or else I'm going to kill you. All right, sign the shtar. That's the context of the Gemara. So that's the kind of case. So if you see an Edom on a shtar, do you assume if they say, Anusim Hayinu, we were honest, do you believe them or not? That's the context of the Gemara there. So in that Gemara, the Ramban quotes, on page 3, the Ramban quoted here in the Shidim Kuvetzes, quotes, Lufisha Nimsa on the right side, Bebraisa Chitzonis, Shlosha Dvarim Ein Odu Bevnei Pikoach Nefesh. The big three, we know, the big three of Pikoach Nefesh, Ve'elohein, Avodazar, Gilerais, Veshvichas Damim. The big three, Rebbe Meir Omer, Afagazel. Rebbe Meir says it's really the big four. It's not the big three. We go through life thinking there's the big three. Rebbe Meir says the Ramban, really, there is the big four. And Rava says, discusses that, but you see there's even a day of the Tanoim, according to the Ramban, that Gezel is linked with Avodah Zarah, Gila Raitz, and Shvichas Damim, even in terms of Halacha. Is there any source that connects to this? Is there any source in Halacha that would point in such a direction that Gezel, even in cases of Pikuach Nefesh? So there are at least two Gemaras that at least hint to it, according to how you read them. And amazing, if you have these Gemaras, you read them, you're like, how could this be? According to some readings of Rishonim. But again, by way of introduction, you'll see that this is the uniqueness of Geneva and Gzela. Search of the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samach. Again, I gave you the Gemaras today, but in general, it's a good idea to bring a Gemara in Bava Kamma for future Shira. Today I gave you all the Gemaras, I didn't know who was going to happen. Says the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samach. Samach on the base. Vayis Aves, see where the arrow is? Where I wrote the arrow right towards a third of the way down in the wide lines on page 4. Samacha Bez and Baba Kama. Vayisaved David Vayomar, Mi Yashkini Mayim, Mi Bar Beis Lechem, Asher Bashar. David HaMelech is very thirsty, and he says, who's going to give me water from Beis Lechem, Asher Bashar? From water that is in the gate? Chazal is going to darsh in that extra pasig. Vayivku Shloshes, Agibar, Mamachan, Aplishtim, Vayishibu Mayim, Mi Bar Beis Lechem. And they gave him water from Bar Beis Lechem, Asher Bashar. So, Michael Bailey, what exactly was going on here? Rashi explains that the Gemara thinks that really David HaMelech had a question here. Who's going to give me water from the Sha'ar? What's Sha'ar? What's Sha'ar have to do with it? So we assume Sha'ar is a reference to the Bezdin, which sits in the Sha'ar, which sits at the gate of the city. So really, David HaMelech is questioning, he has a question in Torah. Ain Mayim El Torah? He has a question in Torah that he wanted, was asking the Sanhedrin. What exactly was David HaMelech bothered by? That was the question. He was on the battlefield. He was thirsty. What was his kasha? What was he bothered by? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, one pshat, which is not our issue now. But the second pshat is, Rav Huna Amar, where I wrote number 2, Gedishim de Sa'orim de Yisrael Have. This was, David was on the battlefield. There were piles of barley that were owned by Jews. These big piles of barley that were gathered by the Jews. And the Plishtim were hiding in them. They were hiding in these big piles of barley. And David HaMelech wanted to take care of business. So what happened? What was his shayla? The question was, am I allowed to save myself at the cost, at the expense of my friends? Meaning, he wanted to burn down these barley piles in order to get to the Plishtim. So So the kasha of the Sanhedrin was he allowed to do this? So what's his question? I mean, the police were there. There are snipers there that are trying to hide. Right, so what's the kasha? Yeah? Pikuach nefesh. What are you talking about? It's pikuach nefesh. And what was their answer even to him? Asur la'as la'asol mamon chaveiro. Regular people's asur. But you know what? You're the king. You can do whatever you want. Avalata melech. Melech porisol geder. Porisol derech, etc. So you can do whatever you want. You're the king. But really, asur la'asol la'asol mamon chaveiro. What's this Gemara saying? Asur la'asol mamon chaveiro? Is it? So look at Tosfos. Tosfos. Mahu. Right, Tosfos usually doesn't just give an explanation. Usually Tosfos has a kasha. Here he obviously feels the need to say something. Tosfos, Mal has asked woman chaveiro, Iboile, Ichayiv l'shalin, Kishahitzel asked woman b'nei pikuach nefesh. What does Tosfos say? According to Tosfos, it doesn't even say, of course you can save yourself. Tosfos says, you know what Mal lahatzel asmo means? You have to pay him back afterwards. Right, now your life is in danger, so obviously, says Tosfos, you can burn down the field. David HaMelech's only kasha was, after he saves himself, does he have to pay back? That's the only question. Tosfos can't fathom that there's a shaila about burning down the fields. Oh, very difficult to fit into the words of the Gemara.
Why would he have to ask the question now? Go ahead and take care of business and then ask the question.
Exactly, and what is he asking the kasha now? Your life's in danger now. It doesn't fit into the words, and why is he asking the shaila now for? But again, Tosfos is a great example of a Rishon it's not Olel Adas. Logic dictates a rereading of the Gemara, because he can't fathom that it would be Aser. Again, there's in secular ethics, this is called Heinz Dilemma. Right? I learned about this in school. And that's Heinz Dilemma, meaning if you're deathly ill, are you allowed to break into the pharmacy to get medicine? You gotta break into the pharmacy. If you break into the pharmacy, he's gonna steal medicine because your life's in danger. Okay, you'll pay him back tomorrow. But are you allowed to break in? According to Tosfos, of course you can break in. Okay, pay him back. That's the whole shaila. Your life was in danger. You had a hetzer, so do you have to? Is it hutra? Is it chuya? Right. That's part of the issue. But that's what Tosfos says. Look at Rashi. V'yasila says Rashi. Badam Rashi. Shelo yisrefua hoa v'hasr l'hasal zasam on chaveiro. Right? Are you allowed to save yourself? Maybe you shouldn't be able to. Then you don't even burn it, because it's asur lahasil. Pashut. Right? Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The Binyan Tzion. The Aruch Lanera and the Tshuva points out that this is a bona fide machlokas. It's a bona fide machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And according to Rashi, asur lahasil machaveiro. So it's not just one day of tucked away of Rabbi Meir and the Ramban and the Shinu Kubas and the Ksupas. It's Mamish Gemara. The Gemara Baba Kamad of Samach. The Pashas of the Gemara, like Rashi. Asur lahasil machaveiro. Sounds like Geneva is one of the big four. This is the big four. Geneva, Gzela, whatever the case is. But this is a Asur lahasil asmo machaveiro, this issue. Right? And that's what the Binyan Tzion. I gave you the Tshuva. We're not going to read the whole Tshuva. But I gave you the source number 5, page 5. The Aruch Haner in his Tshuvas, the Binyan Tzion. He writes, Klal gadol batorah. She'ein mitzvah omeid b'vnei pikuach nefesh chutz migimel averos avodah zar gilei reis v'shvichas damim. Right? Only the big three. Are you allowed to save yourself because of pikuach nefesh with your friend's money? First of all, it's not in any of the Gemaras. In all the big three Gemaras, the big four. Avodah in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Gemara in Psachim, that talk about the big three Averis, Gezel's not mentioned. So just from the steam of the Gemara, it sounds like Gezel is different. But you have this Gemara, yeah? So it's unclear whether he was asked to Shiloh about it. There's a date given. He has a discussion about it. So I don't know if it came up in the Beis Medrash. Right. It's most of his shuvas don't have a specific question that he's answering. So it might have been a question that came up and he was writing a shuva about it. And that's what he says. Lo risi mavur umasanu bazeh plukta ben doli harishonim. He says vachlokas rishonim Tosfos and Rashi. Yeah. This is the only one that has a remedy.
In other words, if you can burn it down, you can pay someone a value of what you would go to all this case.
Right.
There's no way to turn
so
back.
Because there's a remedy, that's why it's not on the list for the other big three?
Yeah, because you might be more prone to do it because of that. So it should have an astringency of
the... If more prone to do it, therefore it should be on the list.
It should be on the list. From the astringency standpoint, because there's a remedy for it, maybe it needs to be in a separate category.
Okay, but still, somewhere, there's no clear case. I mean, this Gemara according to Rashi. But remember, Tosos can't even fathom it.
But yeah. Even according to Rashi, if you're going to pay it back, that's still considered saving yourself from Mamon Chavero. Your full intention to pay it back.
According to Rashi, it sounds like you're not allowed to do it, and that's a Lashon of Gemara. Asur or Mutter. It doesn't say Chayiv or Putter. It says Asur or Mutter.
Maybe Lahat Zol Gatmo is. Right.
Okay, but still, it's just an amazing, like, you would never have thought. What do you mean? We walked into here, we know the big three Averis, right? And then all of a sudden, we have this Gemara. So why can't you? Meaning, why is it one of the big four? Right, so it's a, we have to figure it out. But again, it's not the Gemara, but you have this Gemara, and you have Rashi. So there's something unique about Ganei Mangzela here. Something unique about it. That's the point that we're trying to get through. That it's special and unique. Why? So that already, you know, we have to work on. Yeah. Elliot, you have a question?
I mean, it doesn't seem to fit in how well with the lesson, but it could be that it's not just immediate threat over there. They weren't necessarily pointing the bow and arrow at him right then. He needed this as a strategy to help him win the war or the battle,
okay.
But it's not as if someone was...
And therefore... Therefore what?
Therefore it's one step removed from an immediate threat
maybe because...
To his own life. It's not like...
Is not Befanecha. That's not kind of Befanecha.
So with Lahatzel, because there's some way... Obviously it'll be advantageous to him, and it could save a life down the road, even an hour later, whatever. But this guy isn't sitting there pointing the gun at his head right now.
So you're trying to say that maybe you could say this Gemara is not Sakana Befanecha, and that's why. Really, if it was right now, you'd be able to, for sure. Be able to, for sure. But maybe here, it's a little...
Obviously, because then, if there was a Sakana right there, he wouldn't have the time to ask
the Shiloh.
Right there, wouldn't even be Shiloh.
Right.
So obviously, he has time to ask, so it can't be an immediate threat.
Right, so maybe that'll get out of it a little bit. Hopefully that it won't be. You don't have to say it's one of the big four. Okay. So again, he tries to give a svara. He gives a svara at the end based on a kal vachomer, based on a gemara, but we're not going to go into that. But there's another gemara. It's not just one gemara that seems to say something like this. There's another gemara, also in Baba Kama, that pay. The end of Meruba. Says the gemara. The gemara tells a story. Tana Rabbanan, next page, page 7. Tana Rabbanan. There was a story about Chassid Echad. What is Goneach Milibo? How do you translate that? Ginuche Ganach. We're getting into the Inyan of the Yoma. Right? Groaning. Right? The Shvarim is Ginuche Ganach. Groaning from his heart. Right? So what would you say that means? That sounds pretty serious. What?
Inner groaning.
Inner groaning. Goneach Milibo. So what does Rashi say? Goneach? Look at Rashi. Tzoek mipnei ke'ev halev. Lohaya yachol lahashiv rucho. So any doctor in the room, how would you translate that? Is there something serious going on here? It sounds like there's something serious here. Lohaya yachol lahashiv rucho. It sounds like his breathing is being affected. Sounds like gonech milibo. It's having a heart attack. That's what it sounds like. Pashas of the Gemara, Pashas of Rashi. So what happened? Vesholo l'ropim. They asked the doctors, Va'amru, ein lo takana sheyonach chalav roseach mishachris l'shachris. Your only remedy is to drink milk straight out of a goat's udder every morning. That's the one remedy. The hevi'eloes, so they brought him a goat, and the context will show that they brought him his friend's goat without asking. The hevi'eloes, and they got him a goat, v'kasharo lo v'kari hamita, and they tied it to the foot of his bed. Baruch Hashem, they were able to save him, and he drank from the milk each day. L'yamim, a couple days later, nichmasu chadir lavakro, his friends came to visit him. He was feeling a little better, he was able to have visitors. Kivan shero osa ha'ez kashura b'kari hamita, when his friends saw that this goat was tied up to the bread, chazru l'achareim, they turned around, v'yamru, list him mizuyan v'beisol sholzeh, v'anu nechnasen etzlo. There's armed robbers in this house, and we're going to visit this guy? Look what he said, he's a ganef. He stole this goat. Yashu ubadku v'lo matzu o ela oso avon shel oso ha'ez. And they searched after his life, and they found this was the only aveira he ever did in his life. That he took this goat. V'afhu b'shas misaso. Amar, yodeya ani she'ein bi avon ela oso ha'ez she'avarti al divrei chaveirai. So this is my only aveira that he ever did. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about? Go neach mi libo. What are we talking about here? What's going on here? What? Did he know? Let's say he knew. He knew. Let's give the Gemara the benefit of the doubt, even though we're not giving the man the benefit of the doubt.
So
it was brought to him. He couldn't move. He was having a heart attack. So the same exact mentality that Tosfos had in the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach, he couldn't fathom it. Rabbi Chanan says that in our Gemara. Says Rabbi Chanan, you know what you have to say about this Gemara? It wasn't a sakana. You have to say it wasn't a sakana, because if it was a sakana, he wasn't doing anything wrong. Says Rabbi Chanan, Me'akovet Shirim, just skip the Me'iri for a second. Says Rabbi Chanan on page 10, in the Kovet Shirim, V'hine, Os Peches, V'hine B'ksubis Daf Samach, Mavur De Goneach, Ein Bo Sakana. In another Gemara, Goneach, that verb, that adjective describing a situation means it wasn't Sakana Safashas. V'gam Hacha Muchach Kein. And here too, it's Muchach, you have to say that that's the case. D'inema Shahaya Mesukan. Because if it was a dangerous situation, v'adai haya mutter v'gadel, de'in l'cha davar ha'omi v'fnei pikuach nefesh. Right, there's nothing that says it the way of pikuach nefesh. U'b'shidav shim ha'miri, the Miri quotes that it was besukan, which, we'll get back to that Miri, we'll see that Miri inside in a second. V'teim v'adai yisr gezel hu d'mishim sakana. What are you talking about, yisr gezel? Sakana sefashis here. So again, this is the second time we have one of the gedolei ha'mefarshim, one's a rishon, one's an achron, say the Gemara can't mean what it looks like it means. So, but the Gemara might mean what it looks like it means. And if you look at the Me'iri on the Gemara, which he quoted and he can't believe, I gave you the Me'iri inside. Me'iri is the bottom of page 8. The Me'iri says, this is not so clear what he means, but look what he says. Afal pisha b'makam b'kuach nefesh hutroho isurim lehisrafi b'hem. Even though pikuach nefesh, isurim are pushed aside and you can get healed, davar shenasa mikuach takana umichshash pseidas acherim. But if it comes to gezel, roi lahachmir bava yoser, you should be more machmir. So, not 100% clear. What does that mean? Does that mean you have to give your life? Does that mean it should be extra? So, what's the gezer? More machmir. Your life's in danger. What's more machmir? So say, you know, it's not docha. But either way, you see from the Me'iri, he's taking the Gemara literally. Exactly what Rashi did. So again, why is this? We don't know. But the evidence is building that there's something about Geneva and Gzela that we saw the Tosefta that links it with the big three and puts it with Chil Shabbos. We have these two Gemaras now. That the pashtus of the two Gemaras seems to say that it is Asur. Maybe even b'maka b'kuach nefesh. Ligzol v'lignov. Yeah.
And then the Me'iri is picking up on the lashon of Gemara that there's somebody, he's in a higher
bracket. There's a chazal that say whenever it says chassid echad, it means this certain tana. I don't remember which one it is. Whether you, somebody maintains, I forgot who it was. There's a Gemara that says, kol chassid echad means this. But maybe, so you're saying that this Gemara is not for every, it's for the higher standard of Tzadikim kechut hasayra. But even if you want to say, if somebody's life is in danger, if somebody's life's in danger, you're not going to say that he could save? Avi? Liyamim. Does it say Rabim? It says Liyamim.
Right. I'm just wondering, yeah. I know that there's a discussion about minimizing the avera that you're doing.
Right.
But in terms of kechut methods, I know we probably generally don't maybe hold that way. I'm wondering if in this scenario, is this the only goat in the world? And this is
minimizing the Avera, meaning by that time, maybe he could have gotten a different goat.
Yeah.
Interesting. So maybe that's the shot that maybe the first, they didn't come right away. A couple of days later, he was a little healthier. He was able to talk. Right. They didn't come right away. So maybe they weren't allowed to come right away. He was a goat stage. He was very, very sick. But maybe by now, so maybe that's another way to read the Gemara. In a chinami.
I don't know why at that point didn't he make any attempt to pay for it. I mean, at that point, he was already better.
He was talking to them.
He was getting better.
Right.
And that's what they're saying. He's a robber. He came here, he's used this goat now for 5 days. He's
right.
Gotten better.
He hasn't done anything. Right. So according to this snapshot, according to the shot that you're giving, so then it's a different focus of the Gemara. Again, the Me'iri and the Rabbi Chanan don't assume that way. They assume it's going on the original Lakicha. But you're right. If you, that's a possible way. Maybe that's why the Gemara says Liyamim. Maybe that's why the point of the Gemara says Liyamim, that he should have given it back already.
That's exactly Rashi's point. He can pay back. That's it. He can't use his friend's money.
Right, according to that Rashi and the other Gemara. But right, but if you read this Gemara with light of that Gemara, and remember the Rashi here, remember maybe Lashitaso takes the Gemara Kipshuto, right? Maybe Rashi knows that in the other Gemara, Gonath doesn't mean Sakana. So here he has to. It is Sakana here. Right, does not comment. Does not comment. Right, does not. He's not emphasizing it.
What does he mean when he says the last line?
Mean what?
He
was over the Torah. Right, meaning he was over what his friends had pointed out to him. That's what I mean, if I like, or Adivar Chaveirai, the friend that I stole from. Right, it's a little difficult Lashon.
They were actually looking at the words in the Gemara, I mean, one of the words that to me is the Kashrut law. He had to tie it up.
You know, well, so Bakari tied him to the bed, so he didn't want to run away. Okay, buddy, I mean, okay, took possession. But it sounds like they did that so that it wouldn't run away from the bed. But you're right, if he's doing a mice that connects, maybe he's going above and beyond what he could have done. Related, like somebody kept it too long, he did more than he could have done, making more kinyanim in it. Okay, so any of those approaches would give a different shot to the Gemara, but the Meiri and Rashi and the other Rishonim don't seem to emphasize that.
In this case, when they want to go to him, it doesn't even say that. They're not even sure that he knew that it was
right, we have,
stolen.
Right. Right, we don't know. I mean, later on, it's clear that he realizes it, and he says, "Right, we're going to have to talk about Nenem and Agaslan. We're going to talk about that, but he's the Goslin here. They brought it for him. Like he could have found out, obviously, that he knows it's wrong now. By the end, okay, right, okay. So again, the evidence is building. My point in this first part of the sugya is just to show that there is evidence that Geneva and Gzeil are just not just run of the mill averos. But in Lumdis, conceptually, they are unique. That is why there are three prakim here in Maseches Bava Kamma about Geneva and Gzeila. And we will hopefully be getting into the depths of these sugyas. Just one more Gemara, and then we'll have a Dvar Machshava related to all of this, and then we'll get into some of the hardcore Lumdis differences between Geneva and Gzeila, or similarities, as we'll see. Let's go for a minute. Let's skip the Gemara 9 in Ayin 9 test, which we'll get back to later. Go to the Gemara in Bava Basra. Source, page 13. Bava Basra daf peches amabes. Bava Basra peches amabes. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Levi, page 13. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kasha gezel hedyot, yoser mi gezel gavoa. Greater, worse, is stealing from a hedyot, from your friend, than stealing from Gavoa, from the Beis HaMikdash. Kasha gezel hadiyot v'gezel Gavoa. Shezeh hiktim chet l'me'ila, v'zeh hiktim me'ila l'chet. Because if you look in the psukim by me'ila, which is stealing from the Beis HaMikdash, and stealing from your friend, Rashi quotes the psukim, the here, the verb, what comes first, what verb in the pasuk comes first? That you were chote or that you were moel. They both mean like sitting, but chote is the word that the Gemara is picking up on. That by gezel hedyot, the word chet appears earlier in the pasuk. That's what Rashi quotes in the bottom two lines that's quoted. Kinefesh ki sechta u'ma'ala ma'al b'ashem. That's by kofar b'pikadon, which is a gezel hedyot case. While by me'ila, moel comes first. But the Gemara says that Gezel Hedyot is more Chomer. So again, what Gezel Hedyot? You would have said, stealing from the Beis HaMikdash or stealing from your friend, which is more Chomer? You would say, stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So said Gezel Hedyot is more Chomer. So what is it about Gezel? You pay Kefel for a Hedyot, but not for Hekdish. That's based on the Pasuk. Based on two Pasukim, that's in 2 weeks Sugyas, why do you need two Pasukim? But, yeah? It shows the Chumrah that the fact that you pay Kefel reflects the Chumrah. Okay? Oh, once in Adol Chavir, once in Adol Makom. Or, once the deeper, says of Yosef Engel. What? Oh, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Mevater and a person can't. Okay, two ways. So, number one, Adol Makom and Adol Chavir, and you say Adol Chavir is worse, in a sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Mevater, maybe that connects to what he's saying, what Martin's saying. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, maybe a little deeper, that by Gezel Hedyot, you know why it's worse? It's both. Because when you steal, you're stealing from him, but you know what? Now you're being matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get the guy back from his money. So you're not only bothering the person, you're bothering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he has to take time from his busy day. He's busy being mefarnes the olam, and yeah, you know, he has to go and deal with this to get the guy's money back. Not getting into the philosophical question of if it was stolen from me, it was meant to be stolen, so we're not going to get into that. But that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests, that maybe that's why Gezel Hedik is even more chomer in source four, page 14, the Gilyoni Hashas on that Gemara Bava Basra. Ulafizah, just in the middle. Fizah, kol Gezel have a pishnayim. Gezel Hedik a Gezel Gavoa. Every Gezel is double. The Avshe Yuchsar Lahanigzal Mamono Min Hashamayim. Even though the money is going to be returned to the nigzal min hashamayim, and that's the binadam makom. Mikavakam lo adif, he goes up and asks the hashem to koyvelo sigzal. But still, even though you're not causing the guy a loss, because ultimately Hashem's going to give it back, but you're still, you know, you're still violating the iser. If it's both, it should be on the right side of the luchos, or it's the bridge. Wait, lo sigzal is number six, right? Is it, well, Signov, that's the difference, is kidnapping, first of all. Right, but even Alpha P came, well, Signov is number six. It's number six. Is there anyone, right, after Shabbos? Right, no, Losirtsov is before that. Right, Losirtsov, so I was gonna say, maybe keep it up the aim, and that is the bridge, but it's number seven. Okay. Okay, so putting all this together, again, we're not coming up with any answers. What?
Yeah, turn around.
Right. Not coming up with any answers. Again, that's nowhere in the Gemara does it have that chilek. Right. That's what the Mabit, I think I mentioned in the past, the Mabit in Kiryat Sefer, writes that, he has a kasha. He says that, you know, the Luchos, the Chora had 5 and 5, even though there's nowhere in the Torah that it says that, but he says maybe it wasn't 5 and 5, because the first 5 Dibros have a lot more words, so it would be much heavier. Right, that's part of the Luchos. What? Unless you say, says the Mabit, that the left side Luchos, the words were written much bigger. Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinner, they're written very big, so it takes up as much space as all the little words the Mabit is writing with, the Beis Elokim. What? Right, the part of the Nesel Luchos. Either way, but there's no, that's what we assume. It was 5 and 5. Come on, the Shami and Shkolim talks about it, whether it was 5 and 5, 10 and 10.
Lighter because less rock,
because it was all, right, carved through. Okay. So, as we saw from all these makaros, especially some of them were agadic makaros, but some of them were halachic. The Rashis, and the Asaz Azmon Mechavero, and that Gezel and Geneva might be one of the big four, not the big three. All these points to the uniqueness of Geneva and Gzeil. So just to mention one Dvar Machshava related, and then we're going to get to the Geneva and Gzeil itself. There is a thought I mentioned in the past a couple years ago. I think I actually even mentioned it before in the Ila a couple of years ago. Of a thought from the Shemin HaTov, by Bernard Weinberger, who asked the Kasha, why Gezel? What's so special about Gezel? Why was the Dar HaMabol Nechtam only on Gezel? They did all the Averis. What's so special about Geneva and Gzela? Number one. And to add another question, why do we mention this by Ne'ila? Because in Ne'ila, the first line we say by Ne'ila, we say, Ata Noti Yad L'Pshayim, etc. L'ma Nechtam Me'oshek Yadenu. That's the first line of Ne'ilah, the special part of Ne'ilah. We say to Hashem, save us from the Oshek. Oshek means the Gezel. Save us from the Gezel in our hands. What's the Gezel? What do we stole? We said, hopefully, if we will return what we stole. So says the Shemin HaTov, according to Chiddush Arim, the bottom line of page 15, the Be'emes, kol chaytu Be'emes Gezel. Really, everything we do wrong in life is symbolized by Gezel. Delokeach osan hakelim shenasan lo hakadosh baruch hu umishtamish bahem leinyanim shehifech ritzono yisbarach. Hakadosh baruch hu gave you talents, gave us talents, gave us many things, and if we use it ever for something other than the ratzon Hashem, so we're stealing. We're using something. We're shaleach yad b'pikadon. Hakadosh baruch hu gave us items, gave us body parts, gave us talents, gave us skills, and when we use it for something other than the tachlis of avodas Hashem, that's gezel, that's stealing. Ukemavur barichas v'tfilas zaka, right? That's what we say in tfilas zaka. We talk about every Hashem, you gave us hands to do this, to do mitzvahs with, and we did this with. You gave us a brain to think about Torah mitzvahs, and we were matami our machshavos. You gave every body part we go through. Why? Because we were goals of those body parts. That's why the Gzardin of the Mabul was Nathamala Gezel. That's the idea behind Ne'ila. And maybe that's part of why Gezel, Geneva and Gzela, have such a uniqueness in Halacha, as we have seen through many of these Makaros.
That metaphorically, that in reality it wasn't Gezel, it was metaphorically Gezel, but they did other things. and Hashem considered it gezel, or that means that they actually have to go into
right.
Gezel.
So according to this, it might have been that once they reached the level that their whole life was that of gezel. Everything that Hashem gave them, but they were using for chet, so that's what it means gezel. Right. So according to this, it doesn't have to mean literally gezel. Right. Doesn't have to mean literally gezel, but that aveira per se is what symbolizes all of this. Okay. That is all introduction to the introductory sugya. Now we get into the Geneva and Gzela itself, talking about this Aveir. Okay, just keep our packet one for a minute because there's a Gemara that we skipped, which is really the introduction to this. Is there a difference between what we call Geneva and what we call Gzela? Geneva and Gzela. So what's the difference between the two of them? What's the difference? Like just the simple difference.
One is in front of them. You know, it's more of a bold act, and the other's sneaky.
Public and private. Michael says public and private. That's the physical differences between the cases. Right, Geneva, Aganav is more in private, in secrecy, and hiding, while Gezela is more in public. That's what we're about to see in the Gemara. But we see that. Which would you say is worse?
Cosmos.
Oh, so as we're going to see in the Gemara, as really said, Rashi quotes this Alat Torah. Maybe a Ganav, because a Ganav, he's more scared of people than he is of Hashem, right? He does it in hiding. He's sly. He does it in the nighttime. Hashem, I'm not worried. I'm worried about people. So in a certain sense, Geneva is worse, as the Gemara is going to say.
You could say Goslin's also worse. You don't care about people or Hashem.
Right, Goslin don't care.
Broad daylight.
Oh, you don't care about anybody. And what about the act itself? Not forget about what the act reflects. So what you two were just to say, mentioned was, what does the act reflect? You're covered for Hashem, you're covered for people. The act itself. God's one is more bold, right? It's the confrontation. There's no confrontation by Geneva. Right? It's just by Goslin. You confront him, you stick him up. That's Goslin. Yeah? But Geneva, there's no confrontation, but it's more sly, it's subtle, it's thought out. So it's unclear exactly, or different ways, which is objectively, quote-unquote, worse. What we think is worse. So, as we're going to see, there's no worse and there's no better. There's difference. There's differences in halacha. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is basically going to describe physical differences. But, as we'll see, maybe those physical differences reflect something different in a more fundamental way. Let me ask you, what am I telling them to ask me? I wasn't sure. What happened? If, let's say, according to everything we've said, let's say Geneva is in private, Gezela is in public. What happens if somebody robs a bank in broad daylight, but he's wearing a mask? Is that Geneva or Gezela? What do you think? So he's hiding. He's not hiding. Yeah?
Going to Geneva.
Geneva because he's hiding. But he's doing it in the middle. There's a confrontation. Not to get caught. I'm quite,
but
not to get caught that he's afraid.
No, the whole thing of Don is that from my first brother.
Okay, he sees through
the
correct. I'm saying, but that still shows that he's somewhat scared of people, which is equalizing a little bit. The question is, what's the defining feature of Geneva or Gezela? Is the confrontation? Is the hiding? Is the mashvek fod evid l'kfod kono? As we'll see, interesting question. Again, maybe we'll see as we go on, maybe where we should put that. Okay, so now let's see the Gemara. This is the one Gemara that we have that Beferish is Mechalik between Geneva and Gzela, but the physical acts. And it's not even clear, there's a Machlokas in the Gemara. Third line, Amar Abelazar, third line from the top. Ra'uha Shehitzman Bacharshin. There's somebody that's hiding in the forests. Harshin is the forest. Well, I'm on page 11 of packet 1. Sorry, Ayin Tesman Aleph. I'm sorry, I apologize. It's the Gemara in Ayin Tesman Aleph. So that's the, this is the Gemara at the end of Meruba, the Gemara that we skipped, because it was in the first packet. I didn't put it back on the second packet. This is also about the uniqueness of Gnev and Gzela. That's why it's also in the first packet. But we're going to do it now. Ra'uha, third line from the top. Ra'uha Shehitma Hitman Bacharshin. A man is hiding out in the forest in order to surprise people and to come out in front of them and steal their animals. Ambush. An ambusher. Is that a Geneva or a Gzela? That's the question the Gemara is about to deal with. somebody who lies in wait for the element of surprise and then jumps out and takes people's animals. Ra'uah shetem b'charshin. V'tavachu machar. And what happened? This guy went and he stole a person's animal and then he shechted it or he sold it. Mishalim tashlum edal v'hei. Pays 4 and 5. Pays all v'hei. 4 if it was an... Right? 4 if it was a sheep, 5 if it was an ox. That's not halacha. Stop reading. Let's stop reading for a minute. So what do we know about this case yet? Is it Gneva or is it Gzela? Right, so it's Gneva. How do we know it's Gneva? Because only a Ganav pays Kefal and Dal of the head. A Gazlan always pays the principal, just the Karen. The whole Chiddush of Kefal, paying double if you stole it, and paying 4 and 5 if you shechted it or sold it, that's only by Gneva, not by Gzela, which itself is a question. Why is that? We'll have to see in a minute. But the Gemara has this statement. Pays Dal of the head, which is obviously the Gemara is assuming it's Gneva. So the question, that's what the Gemara is going to deal with. But again, we already know that by the fact that the Gemara says that's the halacha. So the Gemara just asks a side point, which we'll get to hopefully during a later shir. Hello, Mashach. What do you mean? Why is he a ganav or a gazlan? He wasn't kona the animal. He didn't pull the animal. Hello, Mashach. And as we'll see, a major definition of a ganav is kinyani ganeva, kinyani gazela. That a lot of, sorry?
He made a change.
He made a change, shinui kona, which we'll talk about also a lot, but he... The Gemara's answer, he was Kone in a way. But the Gemara is saying, why should he be chayv at all if he didn't pull it? He jumped in front, the guy ran out, they took a knife and went, sheshechted it. Meaning he didn't, but the Gemara asked, so a Rav Chizda, no, shekisha b'makel, meaning he hit it with a stick, which is a kinyan on a behema. There are various types of kinyanim, pulling, picking up, pushing, building a fence. So by an animal, causing the animal to go in a certain direction also is a maisa kinyan. So hitting the animal with a stick, fine, that's a side point. Amri, for us. The kivan de ra'uhu gazlanu. Ask the Gemara, this ambusher that we just said is chayav dal v'hei, but people see him. People are watching him ambush other people. So why is he a ganav? He should be a gazlan. It should be a gzela. It's a confrontation, he's attacking in public. He's a gazlan. Answers the Gemara, Kiva de kametamri minayu ganafu. No. Since he hides from people, he's a ganaf. So, the hiding is not the ganeva.
It's
preliminary. It's to be able to get you. But according to this day of the Gemara, as we'll see, it's going to be a machlokas. According to this day, hiding in order to do a ganeva is ganeva, not gazela. Even though the act, there is a confrontation, but still it's defined as a ganeva. The Ella is to ask the Gazlan. Let's just finish for a second. Velo Gazlan Hechidami. So what's Gazela? So what's Gazela then? So Amar Biyavo, Kagom Ben Yo Ben Yo Yada. No, it means you go to somebody and you take a sword and you say, give me your money. You don't hide from anything. Shene Amar Vayigal Zachanis Be'ad HaMitzri. He stole the sword from the Mitzri. Rabbi Niyo, Vayargeo Bechanis, and he killed him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Baal Yishchem. The Baal Yishchem in the story in Sefer Shoftim with Avimelech, that they ambushed people and they stood on top of the mountains and they made sure that people didn't get by. Either way, so a more public confrontation act.
Maybe the piece of confrontation is that you see someone who potentially has a harm to you, and he walks up to your face, and you're not scared of it until he gets there. Thankful that a sword to give you money, as opposed to the other guy who is hiding, who you don't even see.
There's
no feeling of security the second before it happens.
But still, you and I would have said that anything preliminary should have nothing to do with it. Look at the act itself. You see from here that the stages beforehand do play a role. You're hiding beforehand, it's fine as Geneva, which you might not have said.
That's the frame of mind of the person stealing.
Okay. Okay, so that's exactly what they were about to say. Shaluso, so far, it's not 100% clear, but we have ambushing versus total public. Shaul told me the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. B'bnei machmir Torah b'ganav yosef b'gazlan. Why is it that the Torah was more machmir in terms of punishment by Geneva than by Gzela, right? Geneva has Kefal and Dalal Behei, and Gzela always has just the principle. So Amar Lahan, Zeh Hishvak Kvod Eba L'Kvod Kono, Vizeh Lo Hishvak Kvod Eba L'Kvod Kono. No, the difference is, as Shruli said before, that is, the question is, did he put HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man on the same low pedestal, or not? A Gazlan, at least, doesn't have covet for anybody. Doesn't have covet for Hashem, doesn't have covet for people. He just goes, steals in broad daylight, doesn't care about anybody. So that's a Mila, in a sense. The Ganav, he's scared of people. He goes at night. He hides and tries to get out, and he doesn't care about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, Asa ayin shalmata kilu ena roeh, but ozen shalmata kilu ena shomas. As if the ayin and the ozen shalmala do not hear and do not see. And it's like you invite, if you don't invite anybody to a party that you're making, okay, fine, you didn't invite anybody. But if you invite the secondary most important person, and you don't invite the most important person, that's a pchitos kavod in the most important person, and therefore that's even worse. Okay, so that is the Gemara about Geneva and Gzela. So you walk away from this Gemara and say, so what is it about Geneva and Gzela? It's more machmir. Is there something deeper, though? Is there something very different or not so different about Geneva and Gzela? The Gemara answers why there's more of a punishment. So, okay, we explain why it's more of a punishment, but really they're basically the same act, or no? Let's do a little more research. Probably get to some of the questions tonight. We won't get to the answer until next week. Okay, let's go to the first Mishnah. First Mishnah in Merubah. Okay, let's at least do the first Mishnah. Start a little bit. Samachayz Mabez. That's a separate sheet that I give you out. Let's learn the halacha from the first Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah. We'll get back to the first half. Second half of the Mishnah. Fourth line, last word. Ein hagoniv achar haganav mashalin tashlume kefel. V'lo hatoveach lo mochar haganav mashalin tashlume dal v'hei. Goniv min haganav. Reuven stole something. He was a ganav. Now you are gonav it from his house. In the still of the night, you go in, you're gonav it from his house. You know what? You're a gazlan. You're not a ganav. Even though you did the same act that he did. Gonav and a ganav does not pay kefil. You have the status of a gazlan. But you did it in private. If it's just about doing things in private versus public, what is it? Is it Zeres Akasev?
It's still the Agana,
but the punishment is okay, so maybe you say, oh, he's a Agana, but it's a different punishment. But it does, but. What? Okay, so we'll have to get to that. But if it's just public versus private.
Do you know that you were stealing from Agana, or does it make a difference?
Does it go? Maybe it doesn't make a difference. I'll say it doesn't make a difference. You don't know. If you know that you're stealing from Agana, that's a separate Avera, that you're trying to be Nenim in Agana. But let's say you don't know. Still, you don't pay Kefil. We'll get to that. Goni, we'll get to this. It's Tosefta about that. What? It's based on the pasuk. Who can be based on Ish, who can based on Ghana? So you might say, Xeris Akasov, really, he's a Ghana if he don't pay, like was suggested. But maybe there's something deeper here. Another Gemara. Let's go now to packet two. First page. Okay, let's try to get two or three of the questions down to try to get the appetite wet for a bothering week, unless you want to look ahead and see what the answer is. But, okay, says the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara here in Baba Metzia, on Daf Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph, and Samach Aleph, Amad Beis, discusses why there are the Gemara earlier, right before we pick up the Gemara. The Gemara asks, why do you need three separate Averis in the Torah of Ribis, Onah, and Gezel? Aren't they all the same thing? We discussed this Gemara last year. So Gemara goes through what the chiddush of each one is, and it ends up saying that lo sigzol is extra. And you would have known it from Onah, from Ribis, from the other Averis. So what do you have lo sigzol in the Torah for? So the Gemara ends up, that's when we pick up the Gemara, third wide line, and olav v'gezel lama leva kol yisrael sachir. What's the gezel in the Torah lo sigzol? That's for somebody who doesn't pay his workers on time. Kovish schar sachir. You don't pay your workers, that's the gezel in the Torah. So Gemara says, kovish sachir b'hedjik sibay. What do you mean? You have a separate pasuk that says that you're supposed to pay your workers. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. It is referring to not paying your workers, but you get two averus when you don't pay your workers. You get lo sigzol and not paying your workers. So why do you pick lo sigzol to go with not paying your workers? Put lo sigzol with the other ones? Why is it more connected to one than to the other? Gemara says, Zavar Levin minyano ubinyana de sachir ksif. Okay, fine, because it's written next to Schar Sachir, so that's why, that's what it means. That's what Lo Sigzol means. Now we get to the part that's important for us. Lo Signovu de Kasav Rachman Alamali. What about Lo Signovu? What is the extra, it says Lo Signov. It's a question of the Gersa here. Should it be Lo Signov or Lo Signov? But either way, what is the positive Lo Signov teaching me? Look at the Tanya. Lo Signov Amanas Lo Mekat, Lo Tignov Amanas Lo Shalan Teshlo Mekefa. Gonev Amanas Lo Mekat. What does that mean? Geneva for fun. I go and steal your pen. Right? When you go to the bathroom, I take your pen, because I don't know. You come back, and where your pen is, I'm washing. Watching, you know, you're looking for the pen, you can't find it. An hour later, I'll give it back to you. Or I'll just put it on your desk without your knowing about it. Says the Gemara, it's an Issa Daraisa. Goniv Amanaslo Mekai. What does Rashi say? With Sa'er. With Sa'er, to pain him. Or Goniv Amanaslo Shalem. Teshlume Kefel. That's the Pasha of the Gemara. Goniv Amanaslo Mekai is Aser. Says the Ritva on this Gemara. Skip the next page for a minute. Skip page. We go to page 4. Lo signa v'amanas v'meikah says the Ritva v'amasiyah there. Pirish. Bichdei l'tsa'er chaveiro bilvad. V'daito l'hachsulo. You have in mind to give it back. You're just doing it to pain him. That's what's included in the Issa Daraisa of lo signo. Then the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam pirish. Rabbeinu Tam says what we're all thinking. She'im Kain kol ha'olam over in Balav Zeh. Rabbi Natan says, it can't be that that's the Nisa Daraisa. Then we're all gonna have him. Well, you can't say that. How can you say that? That's what the Gemara's talking about. Below Asa Rachmana, you know what the Gemara means? Ela kishadaito la'akva la'atzmo. The Gemara means it's a case where you really want it, you're gonna keep it. But you're only stealing it with what kavana? Not because you really want to keep it, but because you want to pay the guy. That's your ultimate kavana in being a ganav. You don't really want the money. You just want to cause him sorrows. But you'll keep it in your house. But you're obviously not going to give it back to him. Because there's been a time, obviously, that can't be usur. That's what it has to be. But what's the first shot? What's Rashi? Number one, the pashtus is, I'm not going to make that. Rabbeinu Tam isn't so special either. So what? So your kavana should make a difference? You're being gonev. Who cares why you're being gonev? Amanas l'meika, you might have thought is mutter because you're only doing it not to keep the money. So he also has his problems, but he can't fathom that it's going to be usur. But the pashas of the Gemara, and as we'll see, other Rishonim, just the sorrow. What?
You do that when you're a kid in elementary school. You
don't
do that right.
Right. What do you call all of that? But in a chinami. Right, he was a serious, Rashi's grandson. He was a serious Rishon. But again, right, he's just saying that common type of idea. Right, he's not talking about, but you're right, but again, the pashas though of the Gemara and Rashi, and we'll see the Rambam, Goniv Amanas L'meika, and this is our Raisa. What about Gozel? Amanas l'meikat. What about Gozel Amanas l'meikat? The Gemara never says it. The Rambam never quotes it. Gonev Amanas l'meikat is Asa Daraisa. Gozel Amanas l'meikat is not Asa. L'may not Gamina. What's the difference? Why should Geneva have an Issa of Amanas l'meikat and Gezela not have a Gezela Amanas l'meikat? And not only that, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the page that we skipped, page 3. Remember, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Geneva, the Rambam never lists off all the halachas of a certain topic. He has Hilchas Geneva, 12, 13, 14 prakim, and the Isser of Geneva is 4 lines. So when the Rambam quotes a certain halacha in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you know that's a defining halacha of the mitzvah. Because why is he quoting that halacha? Sefer HaMitzvahs is not a halacha sefer. It's a sefer describing the mitzvah. So if you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, out of all the parts of Geneva that the Rambam could quote, look in Reish Mem Dalet, page 3, going to the page that we skipped. Mitzvah Reish Mem Dalet, which says, Hiranu shalo lignov mamon, v'hu amur yis'ala lo signovu, u'min lechilta lo signovu, ar yisar lo goni mamon, v'over alav zehu chayav l'shalim, masha zachar akasit, tashlami kefa, tashlami dalet behay, o lashav karen vobad, whatever the case is, you have to pay. U'bin sefra levishin emar, b'gneva shalim yishalim, l'manu onesh, etc. Next column, tamalomai lo signovu. Lo signovu, amanas l'meikat. Klomar, l'tsa'er habaylim, u'bahatrido, v'achar kak tishivehu lo. Lo, tignov amanas l'shayim dal v'hei. Right, he says, b'feirish. You have in mind to give it back to him afterwards. It's asa daraisa. Out of all the halachas, the Rambam could have put in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He could have told you how much you have to steal. What about stealing from a guy? What about many other, kinyanim, shinui kon. So many halachas of Hilchos Geneva. There's one halacha that he says, Hilchos Geneva. Goniv amanas l'meikat. As if that somehow reflects what Geneva is all about. That's what he quotes. Goniv amanas l'meikat. And just by contrast, if you look at the next halacha, next was the Reish Mem Hei, by Lo Sigzol, the Rambam does not quote Goniv amanas l'meikat because he doesn't hold of it. What does he pick to quote by Lo Sigzol? Which part of Lo Sigzol does he feel the need to quote? You know what he quotes? It's a lava nita klase. So there's no malchus. That's what he quotes. You know, lava nita, meaning most of Averis get malchus, but if it's a lava that can be fixed by an assay, meaning the heshiv is akzela shagazal, you can fix it, right? You can return the money, so there's no malchus. Hello, Geneva is also a lava nita klatashlumin. There's no malchus by Geneva also. But the Rambam doesn't mention it in Sefer Mitzvot by Geneva. He only mentioned it by Gzela. What does he mention it by Gzela for? And if he mentions it by Gzela, mention it by Geneva, which is the previous mitzvah. So what's called, is that a defining element of Gzela? The fact that it's a lav anita l'tashlumin or lav anita l'asei versus Geneva? Geneva is going to make it? So what's going on here? Why does the Rambam pick those halachas? And Bechla, why is going to make it aser and going to make it not aser? This is just the beginning. Okay, so we're getting our feet wet into Gneva and Gzela. Before we answer the next first 10-15 minutes, we're going to have another few major differences, as we will see, between Gneva and Gzela. And as we will see, we're going to come up with the Yesod that hopefully we'll be discussing a lot during the next few weeks, that will shed light and hopefully answer up many differences between Gneva and Gzela and this Rambam and other differences as well. Okay.